the mystery of magistracy unveiled, or God's ordinance of magistracy asserted, cleared, and vindicated, from heathenish dominion, tyrannous and anti-Christian usurpation, despisers of dignities, and contemners of authorities. Isaiah 57:4. Cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. Isaiah 5:10. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Matthew 19:8. But from the beginning it was not so. Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Isaiah 9:6. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Isaiah 1:26. And I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors, as at the beginning afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Chapter 1 of the original and first institution of magistracy. The first dominion or rule appointed by God amongst men, was placed in the elder brother or firstborn, called the patriarch or head of the family. The institution of the patriarchal rule seems to be laid down, Genesis 4:7, in God's words to Cain concerning Abel, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Therefore were the firstborn called the excellency of dignity and power, Genesis 49:3. A catalogue of the patriarchs both before and after the flood is recorded in Genesis 5 and 10. It was to the elders or patriarchs that Moses and Aaron addressed when they came to conduct the Israelites out of Egypt, Exodus 6:29. A catalogue of some of them are upon record, Exodus 6:14, which eldership, or birthright, Esau sold his brother Jacob, Genesis 25:31, Hebrews 12:16. And by virtue whereof the patriarch Judah gave judgment in the case of Tamar, Genesis 38:24. Though in this time amongst the children of men and the nations, there was another government set up, of which and the author thereof we read, Genesis 10:8-10. And Nimrod, the son of Cush, the son of Ham, began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, who was the first, that we read of that erected monarchical government, which was about 120 years after the flood, the foundation of the Assyrian monarchy, whose pattern the rest of the nations took in their governments, though arbitrary and oppressive in its nature and constitution, whereof you have an account. Judges 9 and 1 Samuel 8. In imitation of whom the posterity of Esau set up their kings, Genesis 36:31. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Esau, before there reigned any kings in Israel. Though profane, Esau had in him no right of rule, having sordidly sold the same, Genesis 25:34, Hebrews 12:16. This was the pattern that Israel also took, when they would set up a king like the nations, to the rejecting of God, and bringing a plague and curse upon themselves, 1 Samuel 8. The second sort of rule and government we read of in Scripture were judges and rulers, which upon the giving of the written law, God appointed to be the administrators thereof, with rules and directions to call them and to direct them in their trusts. The institution of the rule by judges, Deuteronomy 16:18, Exodus 18:21, 22, Numbers 11:14, and etc. Judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates, and they shall judge the people with just judgment, Deuteronomy 16:18. Chapter 2. Of the orders or kinds of rulers. The rulers were of two sorts, superior and inferior. The superior was a judge with a supreme council. The inferior were the judges and officers that were appointed in every gate or city. 1. Superior. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone thyself, Numbers 11:16-17, spoken of the 70, who were appointed as helps to the judge in the government. The judge was chief of the council, and general of the army, called therefore sometimes king, Deuteronomy 33:5, who were principally to transact in the affairs of state, to teach the people the ordinances and laws, Exodus 18, 20. To appoint and oversee the under-judges and officers, Deuteronomy 16, 18, Exodus 18, 21. To hear appeals and judge in difficult cases, Exodus 18, 22, Deuteronomy 17, 8, 9. 2. Inferior. Such shall be rulers of thousands, hundreds, and tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. The hard causes shall they bring to thee, but the smaller matters they shall judge, Exodus 18, 21, 26. Which government continued from Moses till Samuel, about 450 years, as Acts 13, 20. There was no great difference between a king of God's approving, and a judge, there being but one law and administration thereof to both, Deuteronomy 17, 18-20. Chapter 3. Of the qualifications required in the judge or ruler. The law of God required the following qualifications and properties in the rulers. 1. To be wise, able, understanding men, not children, weak, ignorant, or fools. Moreover, thou shalt provide of all people able men, Exodus 18, 21. Take ye wise and understanding men, and I will make them rulers, Deuteronomy 1, 13. Set magistrates and judges which may judge the people, such as know the laws of thy God, Exodus 7, 25. 2. To be men well known among their brethren, not aliens or strangers, and known amongst your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, Deuteronomy 1, 13, 15. 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, Numbers 16, 2. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of the Lord, and for controversies, 2 Chronicles 19. One from amongst thy brethren thou may not set a stranger over thee. 3. To be just men, men of truth, fearing God, and hating covetousness, not wicked, unjust, false, deceitful, covetous, proud, oppressive, and etc. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was in my tongue. The Lord God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he that rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, 2 Samuel 23, 2, 3. Men of truth, fearing God, hating covetousness, Exodus 18, 21. Chapter 4. Of the electors, who were to apply the aforesaid qualifications in the choice of rulers, and the manner of election. The law of God required not only due qualifications in the ruler, but an orderly call by such who had right so, to do none being to take that honor upon himself, but he that was called, Hebrews 5, 4. And that, whoever honored himself, his honor was nothing, John 8, 54. Therefore to avoid ambition and usurpation on the one hand, and confusion and disorder on the other, the Lord appointed some to choose, others to confirm persons chosen, and also something as to the manner of the choice. 1. The persons choosing were to be their brethren, the people over whom they were to rule, and that either in their own persons, or by their elders and deputies. Take you wise men, and known among your tribes, one from among thy brethren thou may not set a stranger over thee, Deuteronomy 17, 15. Their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, Jeremiah 30, 21. And the elders of Gilead said, come and be our captain. Then Jephthah went with the elders, and the people made him captain, Judges 11, 6, 11. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and made Abimelech king, Judges 9, 6. And the men of Judah made David king, 2 Samuel 2, 4. The people made Saul king, 1 Samuel 11, 15. Nay, but whom God and his people, and all the men of Israel chooses will I be, and with whom will I abide, 2 Samuel 16, 18. Which wholesome orders, when any went to invert, and to thrust themselves upon a people, and by fraud or force to usurp the rule, that became tyrants, and were said to take to themselves horns by their own strength, Amos 6, 13. And to possess that which was not theirs. 2. The manner of their elections were sometimes by vote, mostly by lot, one wherein the Lord also was called into the choice, which was much their way of decision in all doubtful cases, Numbers 17, Numbers 33, 54, Joes 7, 14. The 70 elders were so chosen, Numbers 11, 26. Saul was chosen by lot, though anointed before, 1 Samuel 10, 1, and etc. Chapter 5. Of the dignity of the office. That this ordinance of God might work more effectually to the holy ends he had designed it, he was pleased to stamp his image and superscription upon it, as appears by the titles following, namely, 1. From there at administering in God's ordinance, called God's ministers. He is the minister of God to thee for good. He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil, Romans 13, 4. They are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing, verse 6. 2. From their declaring God's word upon the throne, and distributing God's attributes of judgment, justice, and mercy, called God's. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people, Exodus 22:28. Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, John 10:34-35. God stands in the congregation of the mighty, and judges among the gods, Psalm 82:1. I have said you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High, Psalm 82:6. Therefore the ruler's throne is called God's throne, and Solomon sat upon the throne of the Lord, 1 Chronicles 29:23. And the judgment is the judgment of God, Deuteronomy 1:17. And Jehoshaphat said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment, 2 Chronicles 19:6. And he set the chief of the fathers for the judgment of the Lord, verse 8. Therefore it was said that they that resisted God's rulers, resisted God, Romans 13, 2, Numbers 16, 11. Chapter 6. Of the ruler's duty to enable him to the office. 1. To read and converse much in the book of the law. And it shall be when he sits upon the throne, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law, and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments, to the right hand or to the left, Deuteronomy 17, 18-20. Set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people, such as know the laws of thy God, Ezra 7, 25. And they brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon his head, and gave him the testimony, 2 Kings 11, 12. Therefore David was said to prevent the dawning of the morning psalm, 119, 147,148, and night watches, that he might meditate in the law. He called it the rejoicing of his heart, verse 111. His portion and inheritance forever, which he loved above gold, yea more than much fine gold, verse 127, and that his heart stood in awe of the word, and did not forget the law, verse 169. And therefore it was said, he had more understanding than his teachers, or the ancients, verse 99,100. The holy scriptures being able to make wise, and thoroughly to furnish to every good work. 2. To wait upon God for the spirit of rule and government, which was promised and given to rulers. And I will take the spirit which is upon thee, and put upon them, and they shall bear the burden with thee. And he took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70. And when the spirit rested on them they prophesied, Numbers 11, 17, 27. And the Lord said to Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient, Numbers 27, 18, 20, 21. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, Deuteronomy 34, 9. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, and he judged Israel, and went out to war, Judges 3, 9, 10. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, Judges 14, 6. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established, 1 Samuel 3, 20. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt be turned into another man. And it was so, that having turned his back, God gave him another heart. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them, 1 Samuel 10, 6, 9, 10. And the Spirit of Lord came upon David from that day forward, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and etc. 1 Samuel 16, 13, 14. And a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, Isaiah 28, 5, 6. Of the ruler's duty in general in the discharge of his trust, wherein government principally consists. 1. To encourage the good and the virtuous. For rulers are not a terror to the good works, but to the evil wilt thou not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, Romans 13, 3. He that loves pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend, Proverbs 22, 11. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaks right, Proverbs 16, 13. Or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and the praise of them that do well, 1 Peter 2, 14. 2. To suppress and punish the evildoer. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, my judgment was a robe and item, Job 29, 14. And if there come a controversy betwixt them, and they come to judgment, then shalt thou justify the righteous, and condemn the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, 1. But if thou dost that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil, Romans 13, 4. A wise king scatters the wicked, and brings the wheel over him, Proverbs 20, 26. A king sitting in the throne of judgment, scattering away all evil with his eyes, Proverbs 20, 8. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and pluck the spoil out of his teeth, Job 29, 17. Keep ye far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, Exodus 23, 7. He that justifies the wicked, and he that condemns the just, are both an abomination to the Lord, Proverbs 17, 15. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect to persons in judgment. He that saith to the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him, but unto them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them, Proverbs 24, 23-25. Chapter 8. Of the ruler's duty in particular, as to the manner of the discharge of his trust, namely, 1. Courageously in the fear of God. Thus shalt thou do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with you. 2 Chronicles 19, 11. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. Deuteronomy 1, 17. 2. Justly and righteously. Wherefore let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. 2 Chronicles 19, 7. Judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Deuteronomy 16, 18. That which is altogether just shalt thou do. Verse 20. Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him, Deuteronomy 1, 16. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meteard, weight or measure, just balances, weights, and measures, a just ephah and hen shalt thou have, Leviticus 19, 35, 36. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, my judgment was a robe and a diadem, Job 29, 14. not pervert judgment, Deuteronomy 24, 17, nor rest it, Exodus 23, 6 Deuteronomy 16, 19, 20. 3. Impartially. Thou shalt do no unrighteousness in judgment, nor respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor, Leviticus 19, 15. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great, you shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, Deuteronomy 1, 17. God accepts not the persons of princes, nor regards the rich, Job 34, 19. 4. Mercifully. Mercy and truth preserves the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy, Proverbs 20, 28. And therefore David said, he would sing of mercy and judgment, Psalm 101, 1. Defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, Psalm 82, 3. The king's strength doth love judgment, thou dost establish equity, thou executes judgment and righteousness in Jacob, Psalm 99, 4. Forbear not to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, Proverbs 24, 11. He judges the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him, was not this to me? Says the Lord, Jeremiah 22, 16. I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had no helper. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sink for joy. I was eyes to the blind and feet was I to the lame, I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out, Job 29, 12, 13, 15, 16. 5. Equitably. All things whatsoever that you would that man should do unto you, do the same unto them, for this is the law and the prophets, Matthew 7, 12. Our law judges no man before it hear him, and know what he doth, John 7, 51. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox or for beep and etc., and it die, and be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between both parties, Exodus 22. 9, 10, 11. The cause which I knew not, I searched out, Job 29, 16. 6. Cruel. One witness shalt not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin that he sins, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall every word be established, Deuteronomy 19, 15. At the mouth of two or three witnesses shall he, that is worthy of death he put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death, the hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, Deuteronomy 17, 6. 7. Warrantably according to law, not arbitrarily. According to the sentence of the law, and according to the judgment they shall tell thee, shalt thou do. Thou shalt not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, Deuteronomy 17, 11, 20. 8. Uncorruptly, withholding the hands from bribes. And thou shalt take no gift, for a gift blindeth the eyes, and perverts the words of the righteous, Exodus 22, 8. Thou shalt not respect persons, nor take a gift, for it blinds the eyes, Deuteronomy 16, 19. The king by judgment establishes the land, but he that receives gifts overthrows it, Proverbs 29, 4. Her rulers with shame do love, give ye, Hosea 4, 18. Thy princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves, everyone loves gifts, and follows after rewards. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah! I will ease me of my adversaries, and avenge me of mine enemies, Isaiah 1, 23. Woe unto them who justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him, Isaiah 5, 23. Fire shall consume the tabernacle of bribery, Job 15, 34. And Samuel's two sons walked no in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment, 1 Samuel 8, 3. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and turn aside the poor in the gate, from their right, Amos 5, 12. He that despises the gain of oppression, and shakes his hands from the holding of bribes, he shall dwell on high. Isaiah 33:1-9. Humbly. And he shall read in the law all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and etc. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. Deuteronomy 17:19-20. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink, and do justice and judgment, and then it was well with him? Jeremiah 22:15. But he shall not multiply horses, nor mules unto himself. Deuteronomy 17:16-17. And I will punish the princes and kings' children, and all that are clothed with strange apparel. Zephaniah 1:8. And the king said, Is not this great Babylon, that I have built, or the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? Whilst the word was in his mouth, the voice came from heaven against him, and he was driven from man, and did eat grass as the oxen. Daniel 4:30-31. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Verse 37. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And thou, his son, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou know all this. Daniel 5:20-22. And Herod was arrayed in royal apparel, and sitting upon his throne made in God, and not of a man, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. Acts 12:21-22-23. 10. To stand far off from violence and oppression. Woe to them that devise iniquity, and work evil upon their beds, when the morning is come, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hands and thy coveted fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, a man and his heritage. Micah 2:1-2. Thus saith the Lord, execute judgment, show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, oppress not the widow nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. Zechariah 7:9-10. I have not taken on beat from them, neither have I heard one of them. Numbers 16:15. Behold, here I am, witness against me this day, before the Lord, whose ox or beep have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed, or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes? I will restore it. 1 Samuel 12:3. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor taken aught of any man's hand. Verse 4. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Proverbs 22:22. Hear this word, ye king of Bashan, which oppress the poor, and crush the meek. The Lord hath sworn by his holiness, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. Amos 4:1-2. The prince that wants understanding is a great oppressor, and etc. But he that hates covetousness shall prolong his days. Proverbs 28:16. The Lord by the prophet Samuel say the oppression of the kings of the nations, as an argument to deter them from that government. 1 Samuel 8. I will be a swift witness against them that oppress the hireling widow and fatherless, and turn aside the stranger from his right. Malachi 3:5. They are God's servants for good, not hurt. Romans 13:4-11. To attend diligently and constantly upon his trust. And let them judge the people at all seasons. Exodus 18:22. He that rules with diligence. Romans 12:8. For this cause pay we tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Chapter 13:6. Chapter 9. Of the people's duty to their magistrates in the rules following. 1. To yield subjection and obedience to them, with reverence and fear. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Romans 13:1. He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath but conscience sake. Verse 4. put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, Titus 3, 1. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, and etc. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing we put to silence the ignorance of ungodly men. Fear God, honor the King, 1 Peter 2, 13, 14, 15, 17. 2. To pay them tribute. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing, Romans 13, 6. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor, Romans 13, 7. 3. To pray and give thanks for them. I exhort therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks, be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, in godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, 1 Timothy 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Not to curse, revile, or speak evil of the ruler. Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of the people, Acts 23, 5. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor speak evil of the ruler of the people, Exodus 22, 28. Curse not the king, no, not in thine heart, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter, Ecclesiastes 10, 20. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities, Jude 8. But chiefly them that walk afar the flesh, in the lusts of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are great in power, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord, 2 Peter 2, 10, 11. Thou know all he wickedness upon thy own head, 1 Kings 2, 44. Miriam for her unseemly carriage to Moses, was struck leprous, and thrust out of the camp 7 days, Numbers 12, chapter 15 verse 20 to the end. 5. Not to be stubborn, disobedient, or presumptuous towards them. According to the sentence of the law, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment they shall tell thee, thou shalt do, thou shalt not decline to the right hand, nor to the left, and the man that will do presumptuously, that will not hearken to the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from you, and all the people shall hear, and fear, and do no more presumptuously, Deuteronomy 17, 11, 12, 13. And whosoever will not do the law of God, let judgment be speedily executed upon him, whether to death, banishment, or confiscation, Ezra 7, 26. But the soul that doth presumptuously, whether he be born in the land, or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among the people, Numbers 15, 30. 6. Not seditious or rebellious against them. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist, shall receive to themselves damnation, Romans 13, 2. Korah and his company rose up against Moses, and etc. and gathered themselves together against him, and etc. and said, you take too much upon you, and etc. Numbers 16, 1, 2, 3. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed down alive unto the pit, and etc. Verse 31, 32, 33. Which are proposed as an example of vengeance, Jude 11. Chapter 10. Of the great blessing righteous rulers are to a people, held out in the characters and resemblances following. Ruling in the fear of the Lord, and he shall be as the light of the morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain, 2 Samuel 23, 2, 3, 4. And they waited for me as the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain, Job 29, 23. He shall judge the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and subdue the oppressor. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass, and as the showers that water the earth, Psalm 72, 4, 6. 2. From there representing God and His attributes, called gods. Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of the Lord came, and the scripture cannot be broken, and etc. John 10, 34, 35. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor speak evil of the ruler of thy people, Exodus 22, 28. 3. From their paternal love in regard to the people called fathers. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and queens thy nursing mothers, Isaiah 49, 23. Until I Deborah arose, I arose a mother in Israel, Judges 5, 7. Therefore is Christ Jesus in his kingly government, called the everlasting Father, Isaiah 9, 6. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and a ruler throughout all the land, Genesis 45, 8. 4. From their pastoral care of leading, feeding, and protecting his people, called shepherds. He chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds from following those great with young he brought him, to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands, Psalm 78, 70, 71, 72. Spoke I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people. 1 Chronicles 17, 6. Christ's kingly rule therefore held forth under this term, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young, Isaiah 49, 11. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, and be their shepherd. I the Lord will be their God, and my servant David a prince amongst them. Ezekiel 24, 23, 24. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, 37, 24. 5. From their natural care to prevent and allay distempers, that may arise to annoy their peace, called physicians. Then shall a man take hold of his brother, saying, Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, in that day he shall swear, saying, I will not be a healer. Make me not a ruler over the people, Isaiah 3, 6, 7. 6. From their protection and shelter, that by their wise conduct they extend to the people called shields. The princes of the people are gathered together, and etc. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, Psalm 47, 9. So Hosea 4, 18. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, Judges 2, 18. Therefore Josiah, that good king, is said to be the breath of their nostrils, Lamentations 4, 20. And of David, But now thou art worth 10,000 of us, therefore now is it better that thou succor us out of the city, 2 Samuel 18, 3. And that man shall be a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, Isaiah 32, 6. Chapter 11. Of the promised blessing that is to attend the latter days in a righteous rule and ruler. 1. In restoring the law to its primitive luster and glory. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, he will magnify the law, and make it honorable. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, and hear for the time to come? Isaiah 42, 21, 23. And many nations shall come, and say, Come, and let us go up to the mount of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, Micah 4, 2. Remember the law of Moses, Malachi 4, 4. 2. In restoring judges as at the first, as in the best times, whether of Moses, or of David and Solomon, and I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors, as at the beginning afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city, Isaiah 1, 26. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness, Isaiah 60, 17. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, Jeremiah 30, 21. And my princes shall no more oppress my people, Ezekiel 45, 8. and no oppressor shall pass through them any more, Zechariah 9, 8. But before we proceed to the next head, take here a passage out of 1 Ferrar Arius, a commentator upon Isaiah 1, 26, which Providence hath brought to my hand, not unseasonable for thy perusal. Isaiah 1, 26. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning, and etc. Upon these words Ferrar Arius, a commentator, lately set out by public authority, hath this observation: what is this, saith he, at the first, and at the beginning? That is anciently, of old, meaning such as Moses, Joshua, Samuel, and the like, for those were properly called judges, and under them the commonwealth was much better governed than under kings, except David, and the beginning of Solomon. For those words of the people were displeasing unto the Lord, when they said, Give us a king. We must therefore note, that anciently those were called judges, who had not regal power, so as by their own authority, to raise taxes, to levy soldiers, to press servants, and the like, which they can do who have supreme and absolute dominion. But judges then, were only the assertors and defenders of the public liberty, for when the people were oppressed by their enemies, God presently raised up some man, who should set them free, and recover their liberty for them. To this we may add, that their power was not transmitted to their posterity, like that of kings, but out of what family and tribe he pleased, God chose one to be a judge. And therefore when the people did demand a king of Samuel, and would be contented with judges no longer, God answered him, They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Intimating, that in the time of the judges, God himself reigned, not as the kings of this world do or used to do, who moved by pride and ambition, as if they were lords, do rule their subjects after their own will, and by military forces, and the pompous train of attendants, do over all their kingdoms, whereas God himself did govern his people by these judges, who, being filled with the Holy Spirit, abode in their own houses and built no cities, nor castles, nor stately palaces for themselves, nor desired the empty glory and vain splendor of a court, and therefore Abimelech, who that he might have supreme dominion, did hire soldiers, and keep a guard, and set himself forth with an unwonted kind of magnificence, he is in Scripture styled the king, Judges. 9. But Gideon did clean otherwise, who when the people offered him, that he should be their king, and his son after him, answered, I will not rule over you, nor shall my son the Lord shall rule over you. Therefore it is observable, that the Lord here doth not say, He will restore their princes, and their lords, but their judges and counselors, who should govern the commonwealth with greater mercy and mildness. Again, it is observable, when judges and counselors are thus restored, then it is said, The city shall be called the faithful city, the city of righteousness. It is good magistrates that make a city good, for such is the nature of human frailty, that, without the inspection of another, it cannot be contained in its duty. And those who thus can restrain and govern a people, are only given by God, who when he is angry with a people, gives children to be their princes, and babes to rule over them, childish, effeminate, and foolish men, who being unskilled in the arts of government, suffer their people to destroy each other by luxury and oppression. Isaiah 3, 4, 5. Thus far Ferrar Arius, among the critical writers upon Isaiah, which may be left to the reader without a comment, for if the mere force and evidence of truth could make a Jesuit and a Spaniard, that is, Ferrar Arius, speak thus much, it is evident that gospel times, for which that prophecy was calculated, do require another kind of magistracy, than as yet the world hath been happy with, for the fulfilling of which promise, it is the saint's duty daily to pray. 3. Daily, in restoring peace, judgment, justice and righteousness. Give the king thy judgment, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace unto the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall have the children of the needy, and break in pieces the oppressors, and etc. Psalm 72, 1-4. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and etc. Isaiah 66, 12. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the times, chapter 33:6. Chapter 12. Of the judgment and curse attending no rule, or an evil ruler. 1. The evil of anarchy, where no rule is. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes, Judges. 17:6. And behold, the Lord doth take away the staff and the stay, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, the prudent and the ancient, and etc. And give children to be their princes, and babes to rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed every one by another, and every one by his neighbor, the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable, Isaiah 3:1-5. The wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he, and thou make man as the fishes of the sea, and as the creeping things that have no ruler, Habakkuk 1:13. 2. The evil and judgment of weak rulers. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes to rule over them, Isaiah 3:4. Woe unto thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning, Ecclesiastes 10:16. Better is a poor and wise child, than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished, Ecclesiastes 4:13. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas he that is born in his kingdom becomes poor, verse 14. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them, Isaiah 3:12. 3. The evil and curse of wicked rulers, who instead of suppressing unrighteousness, and executing vengeance upon the evildoer, are found themselves, either 1. Drunkards, unclean, deceitful, profane, idolaters, oppressing, bloody, and blasphemous persons. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and their princes with their lies, Hosea 7:3. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine, verse 5. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood, Psalm 94:20-21. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy soul, to get dishonest gain, Ezekiel 22:27. That hath turned judgment to gall, and the fruit of right into hemlock, Amos 6:12. Hear this, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mount of Samaria, which oppress the poor and crush the needy, Amos 4:1. They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed, Isaiah 52:5. Thy princes are rebellious, companions of thieves, everyone loves gifts, and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come before them, Isaiah 1:23. That sell the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, Amos 2:6. 2. Or protectors, and careers, or favorers of such. The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted, Psalm 12:8. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked, Proverbs 29:12. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them, Romans 1:32. Who instead of being like fathers, shepherds, and etc. are compared by the Holy Spirit to the unclean ravenous beasts and creatures following, namely, 1. To lions. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people, Proverbs 28:15. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, 2 Timothy 4:17. Her princes within her are roaring lions, Zephaniah 3:3. 2. To bears. As a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler, Proverbs 28:15. And behold another, a second like to a bear, Daniel 7:5-17. 3. To bulls. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me, Psalm 22:12. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, in the mount of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, and etc. Amos 4:1. 4. to dragons. Art thou not he that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Isaiah 51, 9, namely, Pharaoh, Ezekiel 29, 3, 4. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon, namely Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah 51, 34. And behold a great red dragon, Revelation 12, 3.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. You are welcome to make copies and give them to those in need. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. It is likely that the sermon or book that you just listened to is also available on cassette or video, or as a printed book or booklet. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's E-D-M-O-N-T-O-N, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart, from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, I have not commanded them, whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle is adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew.